And we are going to continue the hour now by talking the 35th annual Dogwood Festival, which is happening next weekend, April 21st and 22nd, up in Mebane. And we are joined now by Jessica Nillis. And I believe, are you the former president of the Mebane Business Association?
I am.
Oh. I didn't have your mic on.
Yes, I am.
So now that your microphone's on, welcome to the program. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And I'm excited to talk Dogwood Festival because I like dogwood trees. I like festivals. I like 5K races. And there's also food trucks and a whole bunch of other stuff, a golf tournament. It's all happening next weekend. And let's start by talking about all these events that are happening. I named a few of them, but it looks like we're kicking off with the golf tournament at 9 a.m. That's on Friday. So where is that held and how do folks sign up for that?
That will be held at Mill Creek Golf Club. We only have two available spots left, and if anybody's interested, they can go to dogwoodfestivalmebane@gmail.com and email us, and we will get information out to you.
Well, gadzooks, that's exciting. You're already almost full for the golf tournament, so if you're listening, you've been considering doing the golf tournament at the Dogwood Festival, now is the time to sign up because literally only two spots available. Later that day, the Dogwood Dash Fun Run begins at 6, and I must confess, I was considering doing this run, and then I realized that my show is still happening when I would need to be there for the run, but it sounds super fun. Where can folks sign up for that to either run or stand and cheer runners on?
If they go to mbamebane.com, there's a race map located on our website. Since today is the last day to register online, new participants can register the day of.
All right. And registering the day of is always a little bit stressful. So if you can get that sign up done now, I recommend it. But it's a very well organized event, so you'll have no problem getting there and doing that run day of. And as we were saying, there's so many things going on this festival, and it starts on Friday. I think a lot of people think of these festivals as being weekend affairs, but the festivities begin early on Friday. So we already talked about golf. We talked about running. What else do we have going on Friday?
At 6 p.m., the carnival rides will open, and they do a special $18 wristbands that night. We will also have food vendors out. At 7 p.m., Mason Lovett Band will start. At dark, we're having a movie start. It's Minions, The Rise of Gru. And we will also have face painters, and Alamance County Mobile Library will be out.
Lots of reasons to take the family and the kids out there. I do recommend getting the bracelet, though. If you start buying those ride tickets individually, the kids keep wanting to go on more rides. It snowballs pretty quickly. You got to go with the $18 bracelet there for sure. We've also got stuff going on Saturday morning. It kicks back into gear at 10 a.m. So if you're rolling down there on Saturday morning, what can you expect to see?
Well, this year we have 210 vendors, anywhere from arts, crafts, members of the Mebane Business Association, food trucks, and of course the rides. We have a beer garden that will be going on from 10 to 7 p.m. That will be located on the corner of Clay Street and 3rd Street. We have a car show that will be happening from 10 to 4 p.m. located on the second Street and Ruffin Street. Retro band will be on our main stage on the corner of 4th and Center Street. Other entertainment will be located on our second stage on 3rd and Clay Street. And then, of course, they have the availability to shop at the downtown businesses as well.
This is a whole lot of events. This is a major undertaking to plan all of this. I've been reading a little blurb about what to expect here at the Dogwood Festival, and you've listed like three times more things than I was listing. How does this all get planned? Who can we give credit for getting this all organized?
So we have the board for the Mebane Business Association. There's 9 board members. We also sit on the Dogwood Festival Committee, which is a lot more than 9. We plan this. We start it usually in October and plan it all the way up until final touches will be next week, but we pretty much have everything wrapped up. So between the committee, the board, and then of course, having great sponsors every year really helps put this festival together.
And I know the dogwoods down by me started popping last weekend. Are we expecting dogwoods to be still in bloom for the festival?
Great question. Hopefully.
Yeah, I'm still going through my first calendar year here in North Carolina, so I'm not sure how long those dogwood blossoms are going to last, but they are definitely lovely and a harbinger of spring. So one other thing going on, maybe the most important thing going on here, is the auction that's already happening. Auction supports some great community causes. Can you tell us about those causes and what kind of items people can find if they check out the online auction?
Yes. Yeah, so this year, the proceeds from the silent auction are going to the Mebane Parks and Recreation Center for them to do things like support water stations at the ball fields. Some of the items that are located on the auction are travel, local services such as cleaning and self-improvement, certificates to shop at the Tanger Outlets in Mebane. We have a numerous amount of themed gift baskets, which would be great for Mother's Day coming up around the corner. Bright Penny, our local brewery, has items in the auction along with the local businesses. Let's see. The auction is open now, and it will actually run until the day of the festival, April 22nd. You can go to biddingowl.com and look for Mebane Dogwood Festival Auction, or the link can be found on the Mebane Dogwood Festival Facebook page.
That's the voice of Jessica Nillis. She's from the Mebane Business Association, and we're talking the Mebane Dogwood Festival, the 35th annual, happening next weekend. And if you're not convinced that this is going to be fun, then I guess you just don't like fun. I'm convinced. I'm going to talk to the family tonight, see if we can arrange a trip up to Mebane for the Dogwood Festival. We've talked about a lot of stuff going on. Is there anything that we missed?
I don't think we missed anything. We look forward to seeing everybody out this year. We're looking for the crowds to even be bigger and better than ever. And just thank you again for having us on to talk about this.
Glad to spread the word for such a great event with good causes. Make plans with your family to check out the Dogwood Festival, Mebane's longest running street fair. Events start on Friday, April 21st. They run through Saturday, the 22nd, and that includes carnival rides, food trucks, arts and crafts vendors, music, an online auction, a 5K, a car show, and many other things that you just heard Jessica talk about. If you want to see the full list, you can go to visitalamance.com. Jessica Nillis, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.